Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. Welcome to the Wishing You Well podcast. I'm Maria Patrick, and I'm a health and wellness coach. I have made it my mission to support people on their health journey by using the perfect combination of Eastern and Western medicine for healing, using ancient wisdom and practices along with modern science, nutritional, and fitness recommendations. I am always on the lookout for ways which we can naturally improve our health and our lives. Today's topic may come as a surprise to you, so be sure to stay tuned for all of the details. In the Northern Hemisphere, there are signs of spring everywhere around us. The cherry blossom trees are blooming, the Masters golf tournament has teed off, baseball is back, spring fashion is in, the Boston Marathon is underway, birds are singing, daffodils are flourishing, and the longer and warmer days are here. So today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite things, spring cleaning, and how this task, which may be a dreaded one for some, is actually quite beneficial for our health. Who knew that the prescription for wellness has been hiding all along in your cleaning caddy? It really begins to feel like spring has sprung when seemingly overnight everything turns green. The temperatures are finally on the rise. The many April showers we are having right now will soon have our lawns and our landscaping looking lush and green. It's a good time of year to go outside and take inventory. This is what I've been doing, to see how your trees and shrubs and plants survived the long cold winter. You may notice that there are a few of them that are in need of some TLC. The ones that seem to survive the best are always the evergreens. Not only do they remain green throughout the year, they are able to adapt well whether we've had an especially cold, wet, or dry season. The very definition of evergreen is long life. The evergreen tree is a symbol of perpetual life because they retain their leaves throughout the seasons rather than shedding. So the question is, how can we make ourselves evergreen? How do we last throughout the seasons? Today, I am bringing you the solution, spring cleaning. There is proof out there that it's great for your health. Part of this is quite obvious. Spring cleaning helps to remove the dust, the allergens, the pollutants from your living space, which will improve your indoor air quality and reduce your allergy symptoms. Plus, the physical activity involved in cleaning can be a good form of exercise. But in addition to the obvious benefits, there are many more that you may not have considered. We all got really great at this 4 years ago, didn't we? It became the highest priority to use disinfectant wipes and sprays on everything. We were so hyper-vigilant about keeping our homes and our surfaces clean, disinfecting anything and really anyone who came into our homes, and being very aware of the impact that germs can have on our health and well-being. And it was so much more than just decluttering, but that was a great result also, wasn't it? We were spending so much more time in our homes that all of a sudden cleaning and organizing the space where we spent most of our time became a big priority. They say that sales of office and kitchen and pantry organizing supplies went up as people were embarking on renovation projects, whether they were DIY or professional, and our surroundings were becoming a place of pride and care, particularly because we were inviting more people than ever in via technology like Zoom. So hopefully those bookshelves and desks and living spaces that you organized 4 years ago as your Zoom backdrops are still in great shape. Now is a good time to refresh and clean them, and in doing so, not only will things look better, but you're going to start to feel better and improve your health at the same time. So if you're interested in keeping your immune system strong, boosting your mood, and rejuvenating your world, let the cleanup process begin. What can you expect to happen as a result from getting out your cleaning products? Today, I'm going to give you the top ways your health will improve. Number one, spring cleaning will boost and strengthen your immune system. By keeping things super clean, dusting and vacuuming, regularly wiping down the surfaces, doors and windows, it's going to help you immensely in dealing with spring allergies. You're going to be removing not only dust, but also the dreaded mildew, mold, pet dander, pollen, all of which can negatively impact your respiratory system and dampen your immune system. A lot of pollutants end up accumulating in our homes over the winter months. So now is a great time to clean away all of those immune system triggers. This is especially important, particularly if you or any of the people with whom you share your home have allergies. It's important to clean regularly in addition to a great deep spring cleaning to get rid of the immune system triggers and to keep them away. So that means that this is nook and cranny time. Be sure to get your duster up high and down low. You'll want to dust the tops and legs of your furniture, the tops of all your mirrors, your artwork and frames, the tops and sides of your light fixtures and lamps. Get down low to the floor baseboards, the railings, go up high to the curtains, the windowsills. Get out your vacuum and work on all of your floors and carpeting. Your mission is to find every cobweb and dust bunny. Your home will be so much fresher and cleaner, and your allergies will be far less likely to be triggered. Gather up all your bedding and your blankets and wash them in hot water. Get your pillows into the dryer on high heat for 10 minutes in order to kill the dust mites. Have a no shoes in the house policy like I do, which will help you to keep things clean once you've done all of this hard work so that dust and dirt aren't being brought into your home on a regular basis. The second benefit of spring cleaning is that it can help boost your mood, decrease your stress, and lower your depression. Our mental health can benefit from having a clean, tidy, and organized living space. The experts say that we actually sleep better, think more clearly, and feel calmer when we live in a clean and decluttered home. There was a study done back in 2010 which showed that people who described their homes as cluttered or full of unfinished projects were more likely to suffer from depression and fatigue than those who described their homes as restful and restorative. It is very emotionally liberating and mentally freeing to go through the process of sorting through our belongings, reorganizing what we're going to keep, and getting rid of everything we no longer need, which you can do by donating, recycling, or trashing. You've probably heard it said that a clean desk makes it easier to stay focused while you're working. The same concept applies to your entire home. How can we expect to get a peaceful night's sleep if our bedrooms are filled with things that don't belong in the bedroom, like our kids' toys, our bills that need to be paid, and huge piles of dirty laundry? Once you begin the process of cleaning your home, you will likely notice that you feel less stressed, less overwhelmed, and that your sleep issues will improve. You begin to feel more peaceful when you have a clean and organized home because you'll know where everything is, which can help you feel in control. There's also a peace of mind that comes with having something that's beautiful and aesthetically pleasing to wake up to and to return to at the end of your day. Start someplace that is easy for you. For instance, it's harder to part with old photos and your favorite books than your clothes, which no longer fit or are torn or worn. And it's easier to get rid of the extra set of dishes and glasses that you never really liked in the first place. Getting rid of things that no longer serve you will make room for things that will bring you pleasure and joy. Maybe you can start like I did, with your bedside table, and keep only the things that you need, like a box of tissues, your favorite lamp and book, and a soothing lavender lotion. The last thing you see before you go to sleep and the first thing you see in the morning should leave you feeling relaxed and stress-free. Spring cleaning health benefit number 3. Spring cleaning can prevent you and the members of your household from getting sick. By cleaning the things that everyone regularly touches, like remote controls and doorknobs and keyboards, will help get rid of germs and minimize the spread of viruses and bacteria. Having a super clean kitchen will make sure that you and your family don't get sick from foodborne illnesses such as cross-contamination. We should get into the habit of deep cleaning certain things every day, like our sinks and our cell phones. Studies have shown that those places can harbor more bacteria than a toilet bowl. Health benefit number 4, spring cleaning can motivate you to reset or try out a healthier lifestyle. When we start to clear out the physical world around us, it can inspire us to begin to cut out the things that no longer serve us, such as unhealthy relationships, unhealthy foods, our addiction to technology or other substances. When you have a clean kitchen with an organized spice rack and only the essential and best pots and pans and utensils, you will find it easier and more appealing to prepare home-cooked and healthy meals. If your healthy foods are displayed in a pretty way, like in clear containers in your fridge or on your pantry shelves, you will be more likely to reach for them. When your workout clothes and sneakers and equipment are all in one place rather than out of sight, you will be motivated to move more. I recommend opening up your windows every day to circulate fresh air in and stale air out. Health benefit number 5. Spring cleaning can reduce the risk of you getting injured in your home. More than 1 in 4 adults over the age of 65 fall every year, which leads to over 3 million emergency room visits, according to the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Falls are the leading cause of injury-related deaths for this age group, people 65 and over. The springtime is a great time to make adjustments in your own home or in the home of one of your relatives. You want to do things to reduce the risk of falls. Just think back to that very funny scene from the movie Home Alone when little Kevin filled his floor with all of his toy cars so that the two guys robbing his home would slip on them. Well, that's exactly what would happen to you and your loved ones if there's stuff all over the place. When your floor is clean and uncluttered, you're less likely to trip and fall over stray objects. This is especially important if you have to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom. A clean home will help prevent injuries like slips and trips and falls and bumps. You want to have a clear path. Remove obstacles that are in the way. It may be shoes, backpacks, purses, sports equipment, shopping bags, piles of laundry, piles of books or magazines. The more that you move the stuff out of the way, the more you're going to reduce the risk of accidents. Especially prioritize cleaning the clutter away from pathways like hallways and staircases. Make an extra effort to secure rugs and repair any other hazards like loose floorboards, anything that you can trip over like cords. Try to tack your cords down, reroute them along the wall to eliminate the risks of tripping over them. Health benefit number 6. Spring cleaning can help you get your daily steps in. It gets you moving when you're cleaning your house, which we know is great for your mental as well as your physical health. Doing chores like washing your windows or shaking out your rugs or vacuuming several rooms will get you moving and get your endorphins pumping. The act of cleaning is a physical act. Many of our smartwatches have cleaning on there as one of your exercise activities to give you credit for movement. So depending upon how vigorously you're cleaning and how much you're moving around your house, you might actually get in a great workout. This is a great way to get your body up and moving around. And when you walk back and forth, as you put your things away, it can help you to hit your daily step goal. Lastly, health benefit number 7. Spring cleaning will give you a feeling of accomplishment. Spring cleaning is a kind of ritualized behavior. It's our way of starting anew and kind of having a springboard of new energy, new adventures, new activities. And we know that when we have a project and we finish it, our brains get a good feeling because we're going to finish what we've started. And so when a task is accomplished, your brain will have a reduced amount of tension. Cleaning your home will provide you with a tangible result that you can see and feel. You can look at your accomplishment and say, wow, that looks great. You'll feel like you've done something meaningful for yourself and those you share your home with. Many years ago, I worked with someone who took off 2 weeks every spring, not for a fancy vacation, but so that he and his wife could spring clean their home. He actually had a binder filled with spring cleaning checklists, which were encased in sheet protectors. I was amazed every year when he came back to work, because instead of being exhausted and sore from 2 weeks of physical labor around his home, he looked younger and brighter and better than ever. He had that feeling of accomplishment that carried him through the rest of the year with a bounce in his step. What I wouldn't give to have a copy of that binder. I find all of this very inspiring and exciting, and I hope that you do too. It doesn't have to all be done in one day. Even a little spring cleaning at a time will make your home fresher, your health better, and your spirits brighter. The inside of your home can get to be as evergreen as the outside. What if you applied that evergreen concept to other aspects of your life? My husband often says, always have a backup. It is a concept that he lives by. He makes sure that we always have an extra bottle of vitamins on hand, that all his suits and shirts aren't at the dry cleaners all at once, that our gas tanks are always full, that we never run out of bananas and apples, and that our cars have blankets and first aid kits. Life is definitely less stressful when you always have what you need on hand when you need it. If your pantry is stocked with healthy snacks and soups, if you have exercise clothes that are fresh and ready to be worn, if your reusable water bottle is always full, you too will have long-lasting energy and remain green all year round. Living like an evergreen tree means that we will be grounded, have strong roots, and not only survive, but also thrive, no matter what the seasons bring. If you need help or support on your health and healing journey, remember that I am easily accessible to you via an online health coaching session. There's a special discounted rate exclusively for my podcast listeners, which you can link to in the description box of this episode. There's also a link to my self-care manual, which includes over 100 suggestions for things you can do starting today to take better care of yourself. I so greatly appreciate your support of my podcast. This is the last episode of season 2. I will be back soon with season 3. I would love to hear from you what health topics you would like me to explore and for us to talk about. You can connect with me via the links in the podcast description. I hope you enjoy your spring cleaning. It's so great for your health. I hope you feel better. I hope you get things clean. I hope you feel evergreen. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so very grateful. And as always, I am wishing you well.